Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to ACC Global News. And again, I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy to be with all of you here on this very wonderful afternoon. And again, we're welcoming all guests from North America and also from South America, also from overseas. I know we have many new listeners in Japan and also from Switzerland, Russia. We welcome you all as well. And today we have back with us a very, very wonderful guest with a very inspiring story. A story of recovery, a recovery in health, recovery in life, and again, using her experience to now help people around the world. We have with us transformational success coach, Nicole Boraming, and she is the founder of the Fortitude Coach. And again, for many of the people that didn't get an opportunity to catch any one of our prior segments with Nicole, I assure you, be prepared to be very inspired at her story and what she is choosing now to do with her life. And as a reminder, it is now Friday, the 10th of March. It is now 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And to everyone tuning in today, especially the people from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Nicole, you can also visit us at our Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, as you know, many of us are now, you can also visit us on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. You can listen to the show live from there. We are also on Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, I'll give a quick background about our guest, Nicole Boraming. A military spouse and also a homeschooling mother, Nicole had a life that to many of us was very ideal. And again, that would be to many of our eyes. But at the same time, she had a quiet feeling of discontent, restlessness within, you know, I guess a form of unhappiness would be the best way to explain that. And she was doing a great job taking care of other people, but not really doing the best job taking care of herself. And I know many people in the audience can definitely relate to this. What Nicole did was that she made a decision that she wanted to change her life. She wanted to take control of herself. And what she did was ultimately change these negative feelings that she had on life to really more of an empowered and an authentic life, something that many of us can't seem to achieve. Now, what she does is help people around the world, people who feel trapped, people who are really living unfulfilling lives. And again, I have to stress, many people in the audience today can definitely relate to this. And for the people who feel bored or disappointed with aspects of their life, please tune in very closely to a lot of the important information that Nicole will share with us today. But because what she really does is help people find their greatness, the greatness in their life, their passions. So to our audience today, I am very proud to present to you, back with us, Transformational Success Coach, founder of the Fortitude Coach, Ms. Nicole Bull-Romming. How are you doing today, Nicole?
Hello, Matthew. How are you? I am doing wonderful. Hello,
everyone.
Oh,
we are
listening.
Very happy to have you. Yes, you have such wonderful energy. We love having you on our show. So, Nicole, for the people in our audience that didn't get a chance to catch any one of your previous segments, can you please share with them who exactly is Nicole Bull-Romming?
Matthew did a good job of giving you guys the nuts and bolts of who I am. But what I am is pretty much a life changer. I'm a warrior. But I'm also not a warrior as in W-O-O-R-R. I'm a W-A-R-R-I-O-R. A warrior. And I am someone very passionate about helping other people realize that what you're seeking is also seeking you. The thing that you are kind of quietly holding back is the thing that you need to release, and that the answer is on the inside of you. So I am just excited to be here right now. You kind of told them a little bit about me homeschooling. I did that for 17 years, but I also have a chronic illness. And that has played a huge part in pivoting me to the journey I'm on right now. So at some point, I know we'll probably talk a little bit about my journey with that, but that is pretty much who I am. I am a faith-based coach. I am very excited about seeing people's lives change.
And you bringing up the journey that you did have, many people in our audience are already aware. Anybody that is on our show usually has really a wonderful and very inspiring story. Can you very quickly share with the audience your personal journey that has led you to where you are right now?
Yes, sir. As Matthew shared, I had a great life. I mean, I was living great. All of this energy, as Matthew keeps referring to, just imagine all of this bottled up, because I begin to bottle it up. I begin to hide because of the conditioning of society, conditioning of people. Oh, Nicole, why are you always so happy? Why are you so loud? Why are you so? After a while, those little termites begin to wear on you. And in the midst of hiding who I was, I also developed Crohn's disease. And it decided, I did well for about 6 years of the disease, and then all of a sudden it got out of control. I was hospitalized 3 times in 1 year, and, you know, every time I would come out of the hospital, I would just feel a little bit more down, a little bit more trapped, and, you know, begin to ask those questions that I'm sure many of our listeners have asked, Matthew, which is like, you know, well, who am I? What have I done?
Yes.
Like, what am I waiting on? Like, who really promised me tomorrow? Like, really, seriously, especially with a chronic illness, you don't know what the next hour is like sometimes. So I began to ask those questions and just began to go through that. But, you know, 2 hospitalizations in 7 weeks, Matthew, that's a lot. I mean, the second one, I was rushed into the ER for emergency surgery with a temperature 104. They literally had ice packs on me going into surgery. They could not break the fever. So there was a lot going on. And when I came out, I decided, you know what, it's time to unmask. It's time to be who I am and find out how do I serve the world. You know, I had spent a lot of time trying to figure out, well, why doesn't anybody know who I am? Why am I in a room and I feel lonely? Why this? Why that? But then I began to go, okay, well, how do I show up differently? I can't control everybody else, but I can control me. I can't control this illness, but my mind and my emotions, I can do something about those. And that's where I began to do that. And then as I went through, I was like, how do I help other people? Actually, the third time I came out of the hospital, I think I was enrolled in coaching school probably 3 or 4 months after that, still sick, still recovering. and began this amazing journey of helping other people. And even as I help others, and this is what's so wonderful about my experience, as I help other people, Matthew, I begin to realize that there's more and more of me to give and to serve others and to help people and to share. Because for a long time, I hid those things. Even the disease was something that I kind of hid a little bit in the beginning. I didn't like telling the story. But now I've learned that, really, my story can encourage so many people.
Yes. And, again, it's the main reason why we love having you on, to really share your story, to really give a lot of people out there hope and inspiration that don't have it. Many people that are listening to you, Nicole, they feel your energy just from hearing your voice. And with everything that you're going through, they're probably wondering, how can you keep going? Where does this energy come from? Who or what is your biggest influence in life? What really keeps you going?
For me, it's my faith in Christ. I have grounded myself in that. Spiritually, I got myself to a place, because I had been a Christian before. When going through everything, I was a Christian. Nothing was wrong with it. But I began to really just get a lot more grounded, you know, get a lot more solid in what I believe and what would drive me. And that began to drive me. And then I began doing a lot of personal development, you know, and I began working on those things. So between those two things, let's not forget. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting a part of this thing. I had to be very, very conscious and intentional about what I was doing. And I know that sounds crazy. It's something that drives me, but it does drive me, because I realize that when I'm not intentional and I'm not conscious about what's going on, I begin to fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
So those things, they drive me. That energy, you know, I listen to other people. I implement those things. Let's not forget that part. You know, I have a lot of clients on this. They can tell me all the great things, all the great, you know, personal development gurus have said and shared and all of that. They can quote their scriptures. They can tell me their meditation bit. They can tell me about, you know, the universe, the earth goddess, everything, but they're not putting it into action. And so those things drive me. Those things bring about the energy that people hear. You know, I have to do those things constantly.
And, again, many of us do sometimes, you know, we make ourselves content with our unhappiness, which is really the worst part of it. Now, mm-hmm. I know many people are tuning in, and they're wondering, wow, she sounds wonderful. How can she get me like this? How would she get me like this? Can you explain to the audience really the types of services that you could provide?
Okay, let's see where I begin with this one. These are the types of services. Let's go with that first, right, Matthew? Because, you know, I'll talk forever.
Yes.
Okay, so the different types so the type of services that I have, I not only help people in their life, but I help them in their businesses. What we do is I basically come in, I take a look at where you are. So I do basically an exploration. I explore and see what's going on. One of my superpowers is I can identify blocks that are in your way. The system that I've come up with, I've named it Unmasking, but it's MASK, and the acronym is M-A-S-K. So it's about your mindset. It's about an attitude. It may be a situation you're not looking at properly, or it may be conditioning that you have that we need to look at. But usually it's one of those four things that's creating that block, that's stopping you from releasing whatever it is. So I come in and we do this, and I have one program. It's called the Five Pillars of Me. That's more about, like, personal development. So, you know, you do some self-discovery. We do some self-love. We got self, and then we do self-purpose. So there's five stages to that one. But then I also, on the other side of the house, I look at businesses, and I help people that want to go into business. You know, maybe you've been in business for a while, and you're like, I just can't figure out why I can't go forward. I almost can guarantee you about 90% of the time, there's something going on with you, the business owner. And so I come in, and I look at those things, and even in life, it may be relationship, it may be your career, it may be, it's always something, that root cause, whether we like it or not, Matthew, it all begins with us. And so I go in and I see, we talk about it, I partner with you, and we come up with action steps. There may be tools, assessments I may need to use. I have a lot of those at my disposal. And we begin to build this life that you want. I don't tell you what your life's going to look like. I would never do that. I respect that everybody has the tools within them to create the life they want. A lot of times they just need permission to do it.
And for many people that are tuning in that are wondering, you know, hey, I'm not sure if I live close by to her. How would this work? How exactly do you hold your session?
I can do sessions by phone. I can do them over Zoom or Skype. We can hold such, I mean, of course, if somebody's here, I can meet with them. However, most of my sessions, because as I mentioned before, I have a chronic illness. So I've held many of my sessions from bed sick. You won't be able to tell, but I hold them over the phone. So very much able to serve people even where I am, and that's my point with everybody. It doesn't matter what your challenges are. You still can be whoever you are and enjoy life. So they can reach me that way. They can come online. They can sign up for a free discovery session. They can see me at www.thefortitudecoach.com. There's a link there. Just sign up. Give me a call. I mean, we all have unlimited calling now. Give me a call. I am in Hawaii, so please be mindful of the time difference. I will get back to you. But, yeah, there's different ways to get a hold of me and different ways I can work with you if you're willing to work with me.
Now, you mentioned something to us about your Five Pillars program. Can you share a little bit more of that information with the audience?
Yeah. All right. One of the things, and I'm in the process of kind of writing a book to go with it to finish, explain what it's all about. The Five Pillars of Me is pretty much what the steps I had to take or the things I had to pay attention to in order to get the results I got. So I just formulated it. So the first step that in the Five Pillars would be self-discovery. So you have to go through, of course, I think it's kind of self-explanatory. It's just about figuring out where you are and what you're doing. And that's where the fortitude comes in, because you got to be strong enough to face those things. The other step to that would be to self-accept, accepting where you are, accepting who you are, and forgiving yourself, just honoring who you are as a person. The other one would be your self-worth. A lot of times we're not really – I've had a couple of clients that I'll talk to them and they'll be like, oh, this, that. But they don't feel like they deserve it. That's part of the equation. You can't just want something but don't think you should have it. You're just not going to go after it. I'm sorry. So that's one of them, your self-worth. The other one is self-confidence. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have some level of faith. And I'm not even talking about, like, you know, spiritual. You just have to believe it's possible. The other part about it is, at that point, the last stage of that, once you've done these things, these four, you know, you've done the self-discovery, self-acceptance, self-worth, and self-confidence, then you're able to share yourself. Because at that point, you'll have some sense of purpose. Because we can't get to our purpose if we don't even like who we are. We can't get to our purpose if we have a mindset hindering us. So those are the five pillars, and those were steps I had to go through. Those were realizations I had to come smack dab in the face of and deal with. And that's why the name of the business is Fortitude, because that takes mental and emotional strength. And for those that feel as if they don't have that strength, that's what I'm for. I'm going to come along with you, share a little bit of my energy. You know, it's kind of like riding a bike, Matthew. When kids first get out on the bike, they either have training wheels or somebody's holding that seat for them. And then eventually, as they're going, they get the confidence they need. They get what they – and they get the know-how, and they feel the rhythm of it. And then I'm able to let it go. And you're on your way riding a bike. It sounds too simple. I didn't say it's easy.
I was about to mention that. I mean, many people, as you know, feel that they're kind of like hopeless and that nothing out there can help them. I mean, for those people out there, what type of results can they expect once they start working with you?
First of all, as I said, that mask. First thing you just said, they feel as if it's hopeless. I got to figure out what's behind that. If it's a mindset, if it's an attitude, if it's some type of conditioning, or maybe they're just looking at a situation wrong. So once we've dealt with that and they're willing to commit, I cannot stress that enough. They're willing to commit to doing it. They'll have the result. Anytime you put in the work, you put in the effort, you get the result. The thing is when you come in and you're not willing to let, because you're going to have to let go some things.
That's
transformation. But see, that's where, like I said, I come alongside you. And I'm there to cheerlead you, give you, as one of my clients call it, the kick in the attitude you need. I'm there because, see, I'm the person I'm not going to tell you, oh, you're doing a great job, Matthew, when you're screwing it up. That's just not how it works.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there to go, hey, is this something you really want to do right now, or do we need to wait for another time? Because if you really want this, I need you to commit to this. They commit, they're going to get the result. They don't commit, they don't put in the effort, they won't get any results. But I can guarantee them, if they come and they commit, they can get the result.
And commitment is a very big part of this. Ooh. It's a big part of the success factor, it seems.
It is.
So for the people out there that are wondering how long this may take, how long do your programs usually last?
I recommend 3 to 6 months. I have some clients, so they only want it in like a little area of life. I've done custom packages for them. But if you're really looking for lasting results, even if you go to the International Coaching Federation or other coaching sites, we'll all tell you, lasting results, you're looking about at least 6 months.
Okay. So, in the end, I feel your energy. We all feel your energy. What, in your opinion, Nicole, really makes you feel that really sets you apart, I guess, from all of the other people that are in your industry?
Ooh, my superpower. It is. It's my superpower. My superpower is that I don't look at everything one-dimensionally. So when I'm listening to you and I hear you tell me about, oh, my career is like this, my career is like that, my career like this, I'm like, yeah, no, there's something else going on there. So my superpower is I can see things that you're not seeing. I can hear it in what you're saying. And a lot of times when I bring it to them and I go, hey, what about this? Oh, I didn't look at it like that. No, that's exactly how you're looking at it. You're just not consciously looking at it that way. The other thing that sets me apart is I don't believe one size fit all. So I have people that may be going through the five pillar of me the way I have it set up, and halfway through, I'll be like, you know what? I need to give you some different sheets, or we need to do some different exercises. That's not working for you. Or you're past that. We won't waste your time right there. That way, one size did not fit all with my kids because everyone's unique. Everybody's different.
Yes.
So even though I have the program set up, and I'll be honest, I have the program set up because it was things I use. But in all honesty, if I get you into the program, or even if I do a consult with you and that program's not right for you, I can pull out bits and pieces of it and create something special for you. It just depends on what's going on. Because I want that client to be in control of that session. And if I already have pre-decided what question I want to ask you, how do I help you if you're going off on a different path?
You both definitely have to be on the same page.
Yes, sir.
So that 100%. Makes a lot of sense. So what I want you to share with the audience, what do you get out of this? What is the personal satisfaction you get from helping other people now?
Selfishly, I get to be who I am. I get to share myself with the world. And the other part I get out of it, I love seeing people succeed. I love people. Our world is supposed to be made up of different types of people. Yet we're in a society where we're trying to clone ourselves. So we're all trying to do the exact same thing the exact same way. You know, don't laugh this way. Don't do this that way. I want to see people show up, and I'm going to go, wow, That's amazing what you're doing, because each one of us solve a world problem. So every time I help somebody show up as their very best, Matthew, they're solving a problem in our world. So I selfishly get that of, woo, we got another one out there doing some good.
Yes. And that's really the best way to think about it. And that's in actual reality what you would be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a little time left, Nicole. Where can people go to find out more information about you and learn more about your work?
Website, www.thefortitudecoach.com. You can see me on Facebook, same thing, Fortitude Coach. I'm on Instagram as well. Though there I just post more little tips, little quotes, more inspiration, things like that.
Yeah.
Once in a while you'll get to see my amazing family, so that's a good place to get to know me. I'm working on a couple other things, Twitter and stuff like that, but right now those are the main three ways. Or they could just give me a call. And, you know, that number would be 808-445-7355 and say, hey, Nicole, can I set up an appointment with you to talk a little bit more? You know, I'd love to do a discovery session, and there's no catches. There's no – just a discovery session. If you see benefit in it, if you see how it can help you, then we move forward. You know, if you say, Nicole, not at this time, or, you know, our style doesn't match, I'd prefer someone more like this, then maybe I could have someone to refer you to. You know, so those are the ways for them to get to know me.
And to everyone out there, as you know, the first step to making that change is reaching out for help. Simply just reaching out to it, and it's possible your life can change. I have a little over a minute left. Do you have any parting words for the audience today?
Today I just want to tell them that I know it seems like you're opening yourself up to someone you don't know, but I promise you that there's something that I've experienced in life, whether it's homeschooling, I've been in the bank, I've been through college, I'm a mom, I'm military, I've been around the world, it doesn't matter where you're from. Taking that first step is essential. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to the loved ones around you, and you owe it to our world to step out and be who you are. So even though you may be like, ugh, she sounds okay, but I don't know about that. I highly encourage you, just reach out. If we don't match, I'm sure I know someone I can refer you to, but I just want to see you succeed and be the very best person you can be, whether it's in life, business, or career. I'm here to support you.
And again, those are wonderful parting words. And to everyone out there tuning in, again, that first step is reaching out. And it could possibly be a life changer. And we're just about out of time. We are very happy that we had an opportunity to have you on again with us today, Nicole. Your energy is absolutely wonderful. And to our audience out there, we definitely will have Nicole back with us again in the future. And to everyone, thank you again for tuning in. And, Nicole, if you could share your number with them one more time, please.
Yes, sir. My number is 808-445-7355. That's 808-445-7355. And, Matthew, I'd like to say it has been an honor to be on with you again. Love you guys at ACC. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to your listeners, trusting me with them.
Well, we are very happy to have you really share your inspirational story with our listeners. Thank you again for joining us. And to our audience out there, you all have a wonderful day. And to you as well, Nicole,
good evening.
You have a wonderful day. Thank
Same
you
to
for
you.
Joining
have
us.
Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.
All righty.